And my name's Tobe, it's 1930 UTC. Pay no attention to the talking clock. What are we doing? I have no idea. I guess it's time to start the Dubious Goals Committee. The midwinter deep boredom has set in, and I have got nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I'm sitting here in front of my computer looking at the text scroll by as people talk in comm, and it looks like I just missed Tom from New Zealand. And I wanted to talk about cricket, see if he was watching Big Bash League in Australia or if he was watching something else. I do love cricket. I just don't get to see it very often. The only thing that I've got going for me today is some FA Cup games. And Manchester United is actually playing Reading right now. And I'm not interested in watching it. Only because I already know the outcome. Because this game was played at like 6:30 a.m. local time. A time that I like to spend sleeping. But as soon as I woke up, I saw a lot of the results. So, yeah. I'm feeling non-committal. I'm feeling very blah. I don't know what to tell you. The good news is Accrington Stanley won, and they are through to the next round. So that's weird. Accrington Stanley being a team from the lower leagues that is sometimes kind of made fun of. Recently, a few years ago, in a milk commercial in the UK. Just look it up. I don't even feel like telling the story. Basically, it was two little kids talking to a famous footballer, and he was drinking milk. Oh, should we drink milk? Yeah, if you want to play for a good team, and if you don't drink milk, you can go play for Accrington Stanley. And I find that to be rude. And so, Accrington Stanley is one of my favorite sort of dark horse teams or underdog teams. But who cares? So what am I doing? Not a damn thing. I'm basically just waiting until Doctor Who comes on here at another... Oh, I don't even know what time it is. Oh my god, I've got 4 hours and 6 minutes left to go. So I'll drink some tea instead. Oh yeah, it's delicious. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. I have dedicated my life to drinking tea. One thing I noticed watching this Man U versus Reading game is that Reading, or maybe it's pronounced Reading in England, I don't actually know. I've never been to England, but I would go there given the opportunity. The Reading players' jerseys. They have apparently two shirt sponsors. One front of the shirt sponsor and one back of the shirt sponsor. Oh, this is good tea. And the back of the shirt sponsor is Waitrose, which I believe is a supermarket chain in England and possibly also the UK. And they sell my cookies. I like these cookies. They're Waitrose brand and they're ginger cookies. Except they're not super gingery. They just have little chunks of candied ginger in them. And they're really good. But I can't get any because I live in America. And, well, even if I could get some, I don't know if I'd be able to buy them. I do have the option to buy them online. But, well, we're not doing that either, are we? I'm really enjoying this tea right now. Yes, it's so delicious. Oh boy, seriously, I've got nothing today. Not that I usually do. I realize that this has got to be the most boring show ever. I don't even have the drive to do this today. So what am I going to do? I have no idea. I have no idea. Oh, it occurs to me that I haven't checked my mail today. I guess I could go outside and see what's in the mailbox, if anything. So let's do that. Let's go outside. We'll exit the studio here. And we'll walk into the room that I call the living room. Check on the Manchester United's game. It's 2-0 with 20 minutes left to play. And I'm putting on my shoes. I'm not putting on my coat. Even though it's only, 5 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Opening the garage door. Walk, walk, walk. Walk, walk, walk. Ducking under the garage door. And here's my mailbox. Open it up. Ooh, there's one thing in it. And I don't see anything else. Close the mailbox. And back into the garage we go. It is brisk outside. It is cool. Close the garage door. Walk back into the house. Close the door. Remove my shoes. And check the game again. Only 1 minute has transpired. No change in the score. And the only piece of mail that I got today is not even addressed to me. It is addressed to a former occupant of this house. And yes, even though I've lived here now for 10 years, I still get mail for multiple previous owners and residents of this house. Back into the studio we go, because it's the warmest room in the house for reasons I can't understand. Well, actually, it might be because it's the closest thing to the furnace. And we sit back down in my one chair that I own. A couple days ago, I mentioned that I was going to watch the show Portlandia on television, and I did. I watched an episode. It was a 30-minute show, and it was not quite what I was expecting, only because it was a sketch show, and I really wasn't expecting a sketch comedy show. I thought it was something else, but it wasn't, sketch comedy, sort of random sketch comedy. It was sort of character-based, multiple storylines type of sketch comedy, so that it had a certain kind of continuity to it. And I thought, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. And I have to say that for the most part, I kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty funny. There were some funny parts. I'm going to get into this tea again. It's pretty delicious, but I got to make some more real soon. So yeah, Portlandia, I guess I liked it. I will probably watch it again if I notice that it is on. I don't know if I'm going to go out of my way to see it, but I probably should. I should probably make some effort to watch another episode to see if I still like it. So, I don't even know when it's on. So I'll have to be paying attention when I'm going through the schedule. The problem with it is that it's on a very high-numbered channel. And I tend not to go any higher than channel 216 on my TV, because that is one of my sports channels. However, I'm going to have to start making an effort, I guess. Do I really want to expend effort? No, you know how lazy I am. No, but I will. I don't know. Again, so non-committal today. But now I'm bored again. Or maybe I'm just still bored because, you know, the trip out to the mailbox really wasn't all that exciting or stimulating. Even though it was super, super cold. The only other real news I have to report is today I filled up my 16 gigabyte USB stick with Dubious Goals Committee shows. How many shows is that? I don't know, about 400. And so I had to crack open another one, another little USB drive, and it's the little switchblade kind that I hate. I mean, people shouldn't try to make things that are cool. Just make them functional. This one, however, is 32 megabytes. And okay, now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, if you think it's so dumb, why'd you buy it? I bought it because it was on clearance. And, you know, I can only buy things that are super cheap. So, whereas at one point in time, this little USB stick was $27, I got it for $4. So, hooray. Hooray for memory. Hooray for transistors getting smaller. Hooray for modern day microchip technology. Have I checked my email today? I don't know. Let's check it. The other exciting thing that happened to me today is I changed some light bulbs in my kitchen. I had three burnt out light bulbs, and somebody gifted me three new light bulbs. And so I did, in fact, install them. Now, where did I put that little piece of paper? Oh, it's in my pocket. And as you know, from listening to previous episodes of this show, I have been writing the date on things so that I know how long they last. And I've been doing that with light bulbs. Mostly because I've been using a lot of compact fluorescent light bulbs, you know, and they always advertise them as, oh, they will last for 15 years or 9 years or 7 years or whatever. And that is, of course, only under ideal conditions. And the ideal condition being that they are upright and not in a lamp. You know, in other words, a condition that nobody will ever use them in. But regardless, I took out the old light bulbs and started looking for dates. And one of the light bulbs was undated. So apparently I was too busy one day to write a date on the light bulb. One of the other light bulbs was installed on October 11th of 2015. So, yay, I got a year and a month out of that light bulb. But here's the kicker. And that was one of the ones that's right above the stove. And so, you know, it's all about heat when it comes to light bulbs. So that one obviously didn't last all that long, even though they've said, oh, well, it's going to last for 5 years. But here's the fun part. The last light bulb was dated August 27th of 2011. So, all right. I got a good 5 years and a few months out of that single light bulb. Am I happy? I guess. I'm happy I wrote the date on the light bulb so I would know. Am I happy that I got 5 years of use out of a light bulb? Yeah, I suppose I am. Saves money on light bulbs, I guess. I don't know. This is what my life has deteriorated into. Nothing but looking at dates and having the knowledge of how long a light bulb will live in one of my kitchen light fixtures. The slightly annoying thing to all of this is now that I have three new light bulbs in my kitchen is now twice as bright as it has been for the past few months, and it's sort of unsettling. You know, you walk up there and you're like, whoa, it's, you know, supernova time. And because of the hood over the stove, the stove is now sort of dark, whereas that was the main source of light on that side of the kitchen for a while, the light in the hood. So now I'm conflicted. Do I want to take some of these light bulbs out? No. It's winter. Don't I want more light in the winter? I don't even know. My light therapy theory, I don't know if it extends to how many light bulbs as opposed to the color of the light bulbs. I've also got an orange light bulb in my kitchen in the fixture above the sink, which is on a different circuit and doesn't get used very often. But sometimes at night, once it gets dark and I don't think I'm going to be spending much more time in the kitchen, I will turn all the other lights off and leave that one on. So then my kitchen is a lovely orange color. It's a lovely Shakhtar Donetsk color. Yay, go Shakhtar. Speaking of Shakhtar, let's see, how much longer do I have to go before the resumation of the Champions League? Well, we got about, I think Champions League starts about the second or third week of February this year. So, presuming that the first games of the knockout rounds are going to be played on Valentine's Day and the day after, it looks like we are 6 weeks out. Okay. So, there is that. I don't know if I can wait 6 weeks for Champions League. Well, I guess the good news is FA Cup has resumed. FA Cup's on right now, like I mentioned before, and there's another game coming up after this one, and there's one after that, and these are, of course, the replays of the games that were on this morning, the majority of which I missed due to the necessity of sleep. I have been sleeping a little bit better. Last night I slept with a lot of clothes on, including a, well, I call it a coat, but I guess most people would call it a sweatshirt. And I also wore my socks, but my feet were still cold, and I had weird dreams again. So, you know, whatever. Tonight, I don't know if I have any other blankets or anything. I guess I have some towels. Tonight I'm going to have to sleep with some towels on top of my blankets over my feet to try to keep my feet warm so I stop having all these weird and somewhat disturbing dreams. Back to the email. And I've got no email today. Yippee-yay. So let's click back over to the desktop that contains the open window to the comm room. Somebody just mentioned Tajikistan. I'm so bored that I'm actually thinking about cleaning my kitchen. Not that I have a lot of cleaning to do. It's just that I just ate not too long ago more rice and vegetables. It was pretty good. And so I've got to wash my rice cooking bowl, and I got to wash the pan. And I've got a bunch of junk just laying around. Lots of styrofoam cups and plastic milk jugs and all this trash that I have no idea why I'm saving it, because, you know, I'm never going to do anything with it, even though I keep convincing myself, oh, but this would make a great blank, blah, blah, blah. So really, I should be up there doing that right now, but I don't think I'm going to. At least, not for another 12 or 13 minutes. Gotta make some more tea while I'm at it. In other thrilling news, it looks like the Manchester-Reading game has been completed. Manchester 4, Reading 0. And now, the Sutton United versus Wimbledon game has begun. And it looks interesting only because we have football stadiums of this size right here in my own town. I love these lower league games because you get to see guys, if they get really good, you know they're going to move up, even if the team doesn't. So I'm halfway paying attention to that right now. But I've also got to wonder if I'm starting to have an allergic reaction. Suddenly I'm hot enough that I had to take off one of my shirts. I'm checking my arms for urticaria. And I have a couple little ones. What is going on? What could possibly be happening? Oh, who knows? How odd. You know, I just thought of something else. I am so bored right now that I'm actually considering shaving just to have something to do. How badly do I need to shave? I can go another couple days, but still. Am I that lazy? No, it's just that razors cost money. And I'm just that cheap. This is gonna sound strange, but am I getting warm? It is warm in here. It seems like it's really hot in here, but I was freezing 10 minutes ago, or less. Maybe I just need to leave the room. This is the warmest room in the house. Man, what the hell is wrong with me today? Maybe I'm just drinking too much hot tea. Well, I guess there's nothing left to do but to check B-board on everybody's favorite Super Dimension Fortress, see if I'm all caught up on the bulletins posted therein. Scanning requests. Petey Boy is having mail problems. You don't even know how to help if I could. And let's see, what else? A lot of stuff that I don't understand having to do with phone companies. Well, all I can say to that is that's what you get for breaking up Ma Bell, one of our society's biggest mistakes. What else do we have? Questions about quotas. And that would appear to be about it. Nothing that I can help anybody with, because I'm dumb. And etc. Man, I am just bored as hell. Let's see, here's some questions about ham radio that I'm also not qualified to answer, or even if I was, I wouldn't admit it because I do not actually have a ham license. And you can't broadcast any radio without having a license, so I just pretend I know nothing about it. Let's see, and here's a question about OwnCloud, another thing that I have no idea about, and that's it. There are no new bulletins, so I will exit out of there. And while we're at it, we might as well check to see if I still have the high score at Dope Wars. So type in Dope Wars, and I would like to play. Check the list. Yep, I'm still number one with $57 million. I really need to work on some more ideas, some strategic ideas for this. I came up with an idea the other day, but I'm not sure if it's gonna fly. So, well, let's just bail out of here. Quit. Are you sure you want to quit? Yes. Press any key. Play again. Didn't I just say I wanted to quit? Yeah, yay, computers. Alright, so what else do we got to do? Nothing. So I type in foon, semicolon, exit. And that's how I leave. Bing, bong, bong. And look at that lovely three-quarter gibbous moon. It's lovely. You know, I'm beginning to think that I might have to limit this show to maybe like once a week. So we might actually have some material. So we might end up actually having something worthwhile to listen to. Because I don't know what this is, but it's not much of a radio show. That's for damn sure. Wait a second. What? Wait, what? Oh my god. So, behind me I've got my television on, and it's on the Big Bang Theory channel, apparently for some reason. What was I watching before? Where the hell's my football game? And I just heard one of the physicist characters named Dr. Hofstadter, which I find to be at a an egregious insult towards me and one of my favorite physicists, that would be Douglas Hofstadter, one of my favorite people ever. And he just said that magnets stick to metal. Dr. Sheldon Cooper is looking at his old papers and his old science project from when he was a little kid, and the big question in his science project was, what do magnets stick to? And the other physicist said, metal. Oh my God, who do I need to kill? And that's what I hate about these shows that are about supposedly smart people. You can't have a dumb person pretend to be a smart person, because it just doesn't work. Because every other smart person in the world knows that that person isn't actually smart, especially when they say things like, magnets stick to metal. Magnets stick to metal? Are you sure? Is that why we use magnets to pick up aluminum cans? Is that why magnets stick to coins? And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, I'm gonna smack you too. Because if you're smart enough to somehow be logged into SDF and listening to this show, you better know what is magnetic and what isn't. And if you don't know, drop me an email and give me your home address so I can come over to your house and kick you in the head. And then while you're at it, see if you can find who writes this show so I can look up their address and then go kick them in the head. Magnets stick to metal. Oh my God. Who do I have to kill first? A show that purports to be about physicists should at least hire one physicist to be the technical advisor, to go over the script and tell people that, no, you are wrong. The right thing is this. You know, oh my God. It's like doctor shows. If you're going to have a show about doctors, medical doctors, you're going to have at least a couple of medical doctors advise on the show. Otherwise, you're going to be saying stupid things like, oh, blood, it's made out of ginger ale and food coloring, and that's what keeps us alive. And your heart is a bone that pumps muscle to your legs, and that's how you run. See how this works? You following me here? You can't pretend to be smart. You either are smart or you're not. And if you don't know if you're smart or not, trust me, you're not. If you think you're smart, you're probably not. The funny thing is, if you go around asking smart people if they're smart, they say no. And that's how you can tell the difference between people who are really smart and people who are actually stupid. Stupid people think they're smart. Smart people know that they aren't as smart as they could be. And a smart person's going to say, no, I know nothing. Whereas stupid people pretend to be smart all the time. As for me, I'm a complete and utter dumbass. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Science Committee, a show that airs on many channels on TV purporting to be about physicists who aren't super bright, but you can catch me every day on a non-radio at 1930 UTC. And you're going to have to be smart to understand 1930 UTC, because that's not your time zone where you live. Oh my God, I don't know who to punch first, but I'm going to go out right now and start looking for people to hit. So, I'll talk to you tomorrow, whether you like it or not.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?